Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Coral is an important component of many marine ecosystems, but they are subject to damage from both natural and human causes. Howard Lasker, professor of evolutionary biology and ecology at the University at Buffalo, reveals that while many previously damaged coral populations look healthy, they have yet to regain their reproductive health.
My research focuses on how little and not so little disruptions can affect coral reefs. Long before Superstorm Sandy slammed into New York, Hurricane Sandy swept over parts of the Bahamas. The effect that hurricanes have on people understandably captures our attention, but these events also affect the oceans. Seemingly cataclysmic events like hurricanes are not necessarily disasters for coral reefs, but when they are too strong or occur too often, they can have long-term effects that go beyond the immediate damage. Even small disturbances can have longer-term effects. To examine those, my graduate student Christopher Page and I went to the Bahamas to study a coral species called Antilogorgia elizabethae. This species is harvested for a chemical used in skincare products, with divers removing branches from large, mature coral colonies. Harvest took place in 2002 and 2005, and Chris and I returned to the site in 2009 to take a look at how the coral were doing. What we found was a surprise. When we compared tissue samples from colonies that had been pruned 4 years or more earlier to colonies that had not, we found that the pruned female colonies were producing low numbers of eggs. This tells us that it can take longer than previously thought for corals to bounce back from injury, even if they no longer look damaged. One reason for the slow recovery may be that damaged colonies divert resources that would normally be used for reproduction toward growth and repair. We correctly worry about the immediate effects of events like hurricanes on reefs, but we now have a more nuanced picture of their impacts. Those big events, as well as much smaller disturbances, have negative consequences, which are not obvious to the eye, but add to the stresses coral reefs are facing.
That was Howard Lasker of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
The beauty of a coral reef never grows old. Rainbow-colored fishes.